I wanted to bring something up, Ethan, that's been going on. Keep those rolling in.
Yeah, keep them coming.
Mine would have been, people have been kind of, the word adventure sounded amazing to me. And I think ski-venture would have been cool. Ski-venture.
Ski-venture?
Well, ski-venture, right?
Okay.
Ski-venture land? fine. Look, they don't pay me for that, all right? I do other things. I'm not in the marketing department at Vail, okay?
Dun, 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 dun. Ski-venture. Dun, dun, dun. The marketing writes itself, right? You get just Indiana Jones, that famous fedora coming down the mountain. Dun, 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 dun.
Look, here's what we do. We call it Legoland. We buy the rights to call it Legoland.
Yeah.
And then all the kids show up, and then you just go.
And there are no Legos anywhere.
No, I mean, there's one. There's like a big, you know, set up in the like, front hallway. And then they go, anyway, it's $100 to ski. All right, 57500 is the text number. You can weigh in on that. Now, I wanted to just kind of add to the lion discussion that we had last night.
Yeah.
And Jefferson asked us the question today, why do we care about this? I hate lions. I hate animals.
And this is, of course, Cecil, who was a famous...
He didn't say any of those.
A famous lion in Africa, tagged with a radio collar, lived in a protected national park. It was lured outside the park and shot with an arrow.
Had to be put down 40 hours later when they found it.
They tracked him for 40 hours, finally put him down with a rifle. It was at the hands of an American dentist.
Destroy the GPS collar on it.
They tried to destroy the GPS collar, yeah. All at the hands of this American dentist who had paid $60,000 for the privilege. He is now the target of, you know, your standard online outrage machine that is...
Sure. And the question, and Jefferson asked an interesting question, why are people so wrapped up in this? This is something that's not even happening right here, but... You know, the animals fascinate us. Animals really fascinate us. And certain kind of animals will get our attention. And when I clicked on what Jimmy Kimmel had said about it, because I saw how, wrapped up in this people really got on the internet overnight, Jimmy Kimmel's reaction during his stand-up last night before his show really took a weird turn because he got super emotional about the whole thing. He even said, look, I'm okay with you hunting if you are doing it for food and if you're doing it to help control the pet population and you are responsible.
The pet population.
Have your pets shot or neutered. Bye-bye, everybody. So he said that. He goes, you know, if it's a way of, like, you actually keeping the animal population healthy, I'm all for that. But why are you hunting a lion? He goes through this whole thing. Why exactly are you hunting a lion? And he got to the end, and people had laughed at some jokes because he really disparaged this guy. And then he got to the end and started talking about the organization that was actually doing the conservation. And here's what he said.
WildCRU.org. These are the researchers who put the collar on Cecil in the first place. They track the animals and study them. If you want to do something, if you want to make this into a positive, you can, sorry. Okay, I'm good. Make a donation, support them. At the very least, maybe we can show the world that not all Americans are like this jackhole here, this dentist, the top dentist.
So he goes through that, and
he got really emotional.
He did,
but that surprised me.
Well, and you could tell too. He didn't try to milk it. He was noticeably like uncomfortable that he got emotional about it. He's like, excuse me, and people were like trying to do the and he's like, no, like stop. And he goes, I'm good. He squashes it. It's almost like he wanted another take, but he got emotional about it.
He did. He got choked up.
And I thought, wow, that's really interesting. And then we saw this story today. And in our own backyard, we have people who are abusing animals here in Utah and killing animals here in Utah.
Yeah,
and we don't get nearly as fired up because it's not a lion and it's not across the ocean, but a guy in Magna, Ethan.
He's being charged with torture of a companion animal, which is a third-degree felony.
Which, you know, has gotten...
We followed that closely several years ago.
It's gotten way more intense because of the puppy laws, yeah.
That's right. We called it... I remember back then we called it the puppy torture bill.
Puppy torture
after,
bill, yeah.
Because it was inspired by
an
a puppy that
puppy,
was
yeah.
horrifically and literally tortured. Put it in an oven and all kinds of things. And anyway, he's being charged with torture of a companion animal. He's in Magna. He's also being charged with two Class A misdemeanor counts of domestic violence in the presence of a child and assaulting a police officer and two Class B misdemeanor counts of threatening violence. Now, what he did is he kicked his dog against the wall. He says the dog bit him. He kicked the dog against a wall, and then the dog began having seizures. And so he started hitting the animal in the head until it was dead.
Jeez.
And then he tried to hide it in the backyard and attempted to coax his daughter into saying, or pardon me, his girlfriend's daughter, tried to coax his girlfriend's daughter into saying the dog ran away, into telling the police the dog ran away. Can you believe that?
Yeah, and this is what I'm saying
about. And that's just right here.
Now, there are laws that are going to get this guy, right? And he's been hit with it, and he's not going to get away with nothing. You know what I mean? He's not going to get away. He's not going to walk away from this thing without anything on him. I mean, he's going to get in trouble here, and he's going to get arrested. I mean, he's going to get probably prosecuted a lot further than maybe even the guy in Minnesota who they're investigating. But this happens a lot more than a lion being killed.
Than the poaching. Yeah, it's a real problem.
We have poaching stories all the time on KSL.com, right? But this happens way more than poaching. When people do this, when people have pets in their lives and they don't know how to take care of them.
And they don't want to take care of them. That's the thing.
Somebody is just sick of taking care of this animal and they just have it at their house and I don't know why.
We've talked about this for years.
When somebody else would love to take care of an animal.
We've talked about this for years. Too many people have pets.